In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? These words that our Lord cried out from the cross find their origin in the 22nd Psalm. And these words are the ultimate cry of distress and anguish. My God, why have you forsaken me? Though the question word why is used, this statement is not a request for logical answers. In fact, it does end with a question mark, but it really is not a question. No, these words give voice to that all too common feeling of anguish, a feeling of being overwhelmed by distress, suffering in such a way that it seems as if God has abandoned me. And so, no, this is not a question seeking answers. This is a prayer stating a desire for deliverance. Sadly, we know this problem all too well. We know what it feels like to suffer while God is silent. And in that silence, we wonder, what in the world is God doing? Does he even hear me? Does he even care? Why won't he answer? Why won't he grant me rescue? And so it is that these words give voice to that all too familiar tension between the pleading sufferer and the silent God. My God, why have you forsaken me? And so it is that upon the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ gives voice to these words. And in so doing, he not only expresses the anguish and distress that he himself is feeling, but in giving voice to these words of Psalm 22, he invites you and I to see upon the cross his suffering in light of the 22nd Psalm. It's almost comical how blatantly the bystanders miss the point of what is going on. They completely fail to grasp the meaning of what he is saying, perhaps because they cannot understand the Hebrew tongue. They think he is calling out for Elijah. But their blatant lack of understanding invites us into a full understanding. And indeed, the events that surround our Lord's crucifixion further emphasize this reality, as St. Matthew records for us a number of details that were prophesied in the 22nd Psalm. And then there is the darkness that was surrounding the cross that was over the face of the land from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, that is from noon until 3 p.m. while our Lord was on the cross. This darkness comes from nowhere else than from God the Father, confirming that these words of our Lord are true. Yes, Christ's death is the supreme experience of being forsaken by God. The great and the terrible day of the Lord has come. The day of judgment is here. And the judgment of the great judge of all falls squarely upon his Son. My God, why have you forsaken me? Indeed, he has. God has forsaken his son. Divine justice for sin must be satisfied. The wrath of God against sinners who have rebelled against him must be appeased. Christ is forsaken by his Father. But this forsaking of the Son by the Father does not end in death. Yes, our Lord does die upon the cross, but that is not the end. That is to say, that is not the goal of the Father forsaking him. It must happen. Christ must die, but the end, the goal of God the Father forsaking his Son is your salvation. This is why God forsakes his Son. This is why the Son endures, so that you might be saved. And so perhaps it is fitting then that our English translations of the Bible translate the Hebrew word sabachthani as forsaken rather than abandoned. For the phrase, my God, why have you abandoned me, carries with it a slightly different nuance and connotation, a connotation of permanency. If Christ had said, my God, why have you abandoned me, it would have been a cry of distress with no hope. And yet the forsaking of the Son by the Father will come to an end. For we know that before Christ breathes his last, he commits his spirit into the hands of his Father. Our Lord knows and trusts in the words of the 16th Psalm that the Father will not abandon his Son to the grave. Christ's obedience to the point of death, even the death of the cross, will result in God highly exalting him as Savior, as St. Paul so beautifully recounts for us in Philippians chapter 2. The Father will deliver his Son from the lion's mouth when all stands completed. And according to Psalm 22, the death of the Son will enable us to praise God and to receive his righteousness on account of our suffering and forsaken Savior. And so, dear friends in Christ, when you suffer pain and anguish in this world, when you feel as if you have been forsaken by the Father, when you cry out to him and there is no answer, know that you are not alone. Christ knows your pain. He has been there. Because Christ has experienced the full forsaking of the Father on the cross, therefore your suffering is temporary. It is real. It is painful. But it will come to an end. It will be brought to an end for the sake of him who was forsaken upon the cross. For in Christ, the promise of forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation is yours. No sin, no suffering, no pain can take this promise away from you. For the words of our gradual stand true. Thou, O Lord, hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.